Grandad, now I think about it, this book doesn't look medieval at all. Didn't you say a miller started it in the 14th century?
Well, yes and no. You're right. This book isn't medieval because the original was lost during one of the wars in the 19th century, and the miller at the time made a new one. This one.
Oh, I see. The 19th century was turmoil.
You can say that again. During the 19th century, there was the Industrial Revolution too, and that also affected the way wheat was milled. First with steam engines to power the old flour mills, and after 1837, with the invention of the Austro-Hungarian or roller mill system.
What's that, Grandad?
It's a system for grinding wheat in a gradual way that uses metal rollers instead of millstones. It's a process that has three stages: cleaning, conditioning, and milling. The good thing about it is that it's much more productive than the previous system. And what's more, it meant that for the first time, you could produce white flour of various kinds and of very good quality. And it would keep for 3 months. Previously, flour would go off in a month.
So the Austro-Hungarian system was adopted by La Farinera in the 19th century?
Oh no! It took a bit longer for the Industrial Revolution to reach here. So it wasn't until the end of the 19th century that some businessmen in Cadaqués bought the old mill to turn it into a new one, using the Austro-Hungarian system. That's when flour mills were transformed and became more like flour factories.